The federal government has announced that it'll use a ballot process to decide which Australians will attend the Anzac Day centenary celebrations at Gallipoli in 2015. The government concedes that some people will miss out, but it says that a ballot is the only fair way of handing out limited tickets. Miriam Hall reports.
The 2015 dawn service at Gallipoli will attract an unprecedented number of people, but places will be strictly limited, and many people who hoped to attend will miss out. The Minister for Veterans Affairs is Warren Snowden.
Obviously, there will be disappointments through this process because clearly I don't think we're going to be able to provide for everyone who wants to attend. But we want to make sure that whatever we do is fair and transparent.
There'll be about 8,000 places for Australians to attend the service and 2,000 for New Zealanders. So to try and please as many people as they can, both the Australian and the New Zealand governments will use a ballot process to hand out limited seats. In Australia, that ballot will happen in 2014. Anyone will be able to enter. But before that, a community consultation process will be held in forums and online. That'll give Australians the chance to say who should get the seats.
There is a suggestion, for example, that we should make sure that direct descendants get access to the site for the centenary. We believe that there are probably around 1 million direct descendants, which makes it highly improbable that many of them will be able to attend the site.
The minister is still sketchy on the details of the ballot, but Warren Snowden urges that Australians should be very wary of tour groups offering trips to Gallipoli in 2015.
It's very unlikely that we could make a provision for tour groups at the expense of the rest of the population.
But for the tour industry, the Gallipoli dawn service is worth big bucks. This man did not want to be named, but he's been taking Australian tourists to Gallipoli for the past 10 years. He says limited places in 2015 is very worrying for their business, and the government hasn't done anywhere near enough to keep the tour industry informed.
Definitely impacts on our business. The only thing that we've done to combat that is to put together a cruise and charter a ship so that we can get people over there. We'll do a live feed of the ceremony onto the ship.
Earlier in the year, there was some suggestion that a lottery-style process would be used to hand out places. That sparked concern that members of the ex-service community would miss out. But the national president of the RSL, Rear Admiral Ken Doolan, says he's looking forward to the chance to consult with government ahead of the ballot process.
The ex-service community would be concerned that the descendants of the World War I veterans will be considered. Now, the extent to which that consideration applies, I wait for the consultation.
Meanwhile, the Shadow Minister for Veteran Affairs, Senator Michael Ronaldson, is concerned that the community consultation process will be costly and pointless.
Now, we have made it quite clear to the government that the centenary of Anzac will have full bipartisan support as long as there's not any attempt to play partisan politics, and we are fearful because of the lack of information that indeed might be occurring.
The Shadow Minister for Veterans Affairs, Michael Ronaldson, ending Miriam Hall's report.